First Reform is a movie that spirals into the unexpected and not necessarily enjoyable, but still one of the best films of 2018. Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that will always answer that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? Welcome back. I am John Ellis. As always, you can find me on Twitter on Ellis on Movies. Thanks for participating in this episode and the last episode. Thanks for leaving your thoughts, your comments, engaging in conversation. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who gave me 5-star reviews in iTunes, I really appreciate that. It's really helping other people find this show. So thank you for that. So last time we talked about a latest film by A24 called Eighth Grade. It's written and directed by comedian now turned filmmaker Bo Burnham. It's about Kayla, who's in her last week of eighth grade, the kind of normal issues that she goes through that all of us may have gone through eighth grade, as she tries not to be so awkward, tries to relate to other people, tries to just find a friend and connect with others. But it's a fantastic movie of all these little things that happen to us. It happens to all of us. There's not a lot of big moments. It's really a movie made of little moments, but it's a movie we can all relate to. And right now, it's currently the best movie of 2018. But as good as 8th grade was, we have a new contender, another A24 film, First Reformed. First Reform is the name of the church. It's over 250-year-old church where Reverend Toler, played by Ethan Hawke, preaches to maybe 10 people on any given Sunday. And this is a story of his seclusion and his mind that grows and wonders and goes down this sort of downward spiral of life, being in this lonely world and trying to connect with things and trying to make sense of faith in the world and the environment and some of the things that are going on. And this may be Ethan Hawke's best performance to date. Now, what happens in this movie, as Reverend Toler, Ethan Hawke, he encounters this young couple. The husband's having some issues. So the wife wants to for him to console with him and talk to him. And that leads down this path of interesting findings with the two of them. And meanwhile, he's in this church. Like I said, this church is a 250-year-old church. It's nothing more at this point than a historical monument, more than it is an actual church. It's known for its gift store. People come by to take pictures and that type of stuff. The First Reform is a slow burn type movie. It's a somber movie, and it doesn't move fast, but every scene is deliberate. It's directed by Paul Schrader. He's better known for work from 30, 35 years ago, such as Taxi Driver and Raging Bull. He's done a lot in between there, but First Reform is really one of his best films in a long time. Every single placement, whether it's a stack of books in a corner, whether it's a notebook on a table, you know, a drink on the side, every conversation, every word feels very deliberate. You could tell everything was placed there for a specific purpose. And as you watch that, those purposes become more clear as the movie goes on. Now, the lead character in this film, played by Ethan Hawke, keeps this daily journal. He decides to keep it for a year. And his thoughts are increasingly getting worse. He's getting more somber. He's starting to drink more, and his thoughts are getting darker. Now, whether this journal is helping him or making things worse, that's certainly for the audience to decide. He's a man in trouble, that's for certain, whether it's because of his increasing growing sickness, his loss in faith, his drinking problem, or all the combination of each of those. He's ready to explode and maybe hurt others on his downfall. And Ethan Hawke, like I said, gives one of his best performances to date. Reverend Toler has these issues that I talked about, and he's secluded from this life, the rest of the world almost. And he sees maybe people every now and then throughout the week, but he doesn't have them on a daily basis. He has a loss, a family loss that's holding on to him, and he can't let go. He's drinking. He's losing his faith. And I mention this because it builds and builds to what seems like an inevitable conclusion. You can feel this movie building and building and the tension building and building. And a conclusion that you kind of know is coming. I certainly don't, I'm not saying that I think the movie's predictable. It's not predictable at all. But you know a big conclusion is coming. And whether it's going to lead to a bad or good or bad place, we'll see. But you know something has to happen because it can't keep going like that. Like I said, First Reform is a bleak movie. It's a sad movie. It's a somber movie. It moves at a slow pace. But all that being said, it's still a great movie. It's still one of the best movies of the year. It feels like a movie that should have been held back for award season because it's going to come up again toward the end of the year. People are going to be talking about this movie, especially Ethan Hawke's performance, especially the direction and the writing. It feels like a movie that should be in the last quarter of the year because it's that kind of movie. Let's hope those who decide on this nomination, decide on the Oscars, and decide on Golden Globes, don't forget about this movie that happened earlier in the year, because it's one of those movies that's going to, it needs to be hanging around and people need to be talking about it at the end of the year. It's a movie about faith, and First Reform will restore your faith. Maybe not your faith in the church, but definitely your faith in filmmaking. Amen. Now for the top movies of 2018 so far. Again, some shakeup, a lot of movies coming. But I bragged about First Reform and how good it is, and it's definitely a top five movie, but I'm going to right now put it at number five. There's so many good movies in front of it. So First Reform, number five. Number four, A Quiet Place, still holding strong for me. Number three, Black Panther. It's my favorite of the Marvel movies and the superhero movies and the big budget blockbuster movies this year. It's still Black Panther. Number two, Paddington 2. It's still there for now. It's been, for those of you who know, it's been number one for the longest time up until last week. And then last week's movie was Eighth Grade. And Eighth Grade is still number one for me. It's still the best movie of the year. Look for that. You'll see it in your theater around mid-July. Look for that. Try to get to it. I hope it comes to your theater. I hope more people can see it. Right now, that's the best movie of 2018. So thanks again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment. Leave me a review. Let me know your thoughts. What is the best movie you've seen this year? I really want to know that. Share that with me. Let's discuss that movie. What is the worst movie you've seen too? I've discussed that before in a previous episode. And I want to know what you see. What's the best and worst movie you've seen this year? I got another movie I want to talk about with you very soon. I've already saw it. I'm already thinking about it. I look forward to talking to you about that one. And until then, I'll see you in the theater.